Hello everyone, this is the Tarantine Training Podcast and I'm Kevin Ryan. This is sort of a bonus episode for today. I usually release a new episode each Wednesday, so today is an extra deposition of Two Tyrants. This was actually recorded back in December 2022, I believe, and because I use the same app on my phone, this recording actually skipped a couple of parts, which is a bit annoying. Thankfully, I managed to edit it all into some sort of coherent rambling. What I've also done is added in two or three parts with Celine, my fiance, alongside me, so I can provide some context that might be missing otherwise. Oh, about these tyrants, of course, I'm talking about the original tyrants in my life, my mammy and daddy, Patrick Joseph and Anna Ryan. So here is some out of context quotes from my very handsome and intelligent parents.
No, I don't curse.
Okay.
It's a holy place, and I'm a holy person. We robbed a shop.
Like a local shop.
A local shop.
How much did you get out of it?
€25.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, no criminal records.
Nothing at all.
That's why I have no sons in it.
I never win. I'm always losing.
You are? Yeah, no, I'm just
so
wondering.
I don't know who am I going to apologise to, myself? Well, I have to admit I'm a heavy
Mister.
gambler. Well, the guns aren't loaded, you know.
If you like this podcast, and please like it, subscribe it, or leave a review on wherever you hear this. You can listen to it wherever podcasts are found, you know, wherever you have them. You can find me on Mastodon, Instagram, and Twitter if you look for at Kev Ryan Person. You should find me like that. Anyway, first up is Mother Dearest, and after that will be Father Dearester.
Okay, see this, right? I can just cut this out.
Have you that on now?
That's on now.
Oh, yeah.
But when I'm listening back to it, I can go, well, we don't need that. That's garbage.
Yeah,
so I can cut that out.
I hate listening to it. Hello!
See, perfect, right? That's grand. Okay. Mammy.
Yes, Kevin.
Hello.
Hello, Kevin.
You are right. Have you listened to this at all? Have you listened to my podcast?
Never.
Why?
Because I have no interest in it.
What the fuck do you know what it's about?
I have no clue.
But I've told you this. I've told you, I have a guest on, and in day.
So am I a guest today?
You're a guest.
I'm
okay?
A guest, okay.
Yes. Right. Don't worry. I've done the proper intro for you to say, this is my wonderful mother.
Have you done?
I'll do that when I'm editing it, right?
All right.
So when you're listening to it, you'll hear that where I sit down going, I'm introducing my wonderful mother. Then there's a little bit of music, and now it's into this, okay?
Yeah.
Right. So you have no idea what's happening. Most guests don't. What I'm going to do is, I'm just going to ask you a series of questions and you have to tell me the honest truth.
Questions?
Yes, yeah. I know the questions. Yes, I do. Yeah, but I have to ask them.
Yeah. Don't have any big yokes that I don't
Just answer honestly and
is
truthfully.
Is it on now?
It is on, yes. It is going to stay on until you get this over with.
Okay, go on, Phil. One,
okay.
Two, three, go.
Right.
Testing one, two, three.
And you can curse as much as you want.
No,
okay?
I don't curse.
Okay.
Testing one, two, three.
I can hear you. If you turn off the fucking washing machine.
Oh no, that's
or the dishwasher, does that? Oh, okay, we leave it on, don't worry. That's
no,
fine.
I've turned
off the already off the track already. Okay, right. What we do on this podcast.
Yes.
Do you know what it's called?
No.
Okay. You won't get it from this either, but it's called the Tyrants in Training Podcast.
Tyrants in Training, yes, I heard.
Oh, well done. Well done, you've heard of it. Okay. Where did you hear it?
I didn't hear of it, I saw it.
When I showed it.
Yes.
Okay, right, fine. You will come on, okay.
Am
as
I,
you are
I
now. You're on. And I'm just going to ask you questions. If you ran your own country, you run this house, so you'd be good at running a country, right?
Sure, I would.
Yes. Okay. So, for example, are you ready?
But why is it all run in your own country?
What else would it be?
Could it not be something else?
Like what?
Like running your own business.
Do you want to run your own business?
Sure, I do.
I'm just saying, you can do whatever you want now, right? Yes. I'm not like, it's not like, oh no, you can't do that. Okay.
Right.
So if you decide whatever way you want to answer something, that's fine.
Right.
Okay. Anywho, right, so we're going to make a country for you.
Right. Right.
You're closing the door.
I can hear.
You can hear, yeah.
No, I didn't send a phone.
You might hear. You might hear, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to run a country, okay?
Yes.
We're going to make your own island, right?
Yes.
We're not going to take over Ireland or England or anything. You're
no.
going to have your own little island. We'll have 10 million people on the island.
10 million?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes, 5 million.
Why 5?
Because I said it.
You don't want to.
I don't. I want a small island.
What's the matter? What's the matter between 5 or 10?
I'm running it.
You are. Yes, you are. Jesus. You know, there's no other guess of fucking confrontational. Just because I asked him. Nobody. Everyone has mine. 10 million. Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, five. Right. Where do you want your island set up? Okay. Usually what this just basically means is, like, what type of weather do you want?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Do you want it in beside Jamaica, or do you want it in the Mediterranean, or one person had it north of Alaska in the middle of, you know, snow? So where would you have it?
Medjugorje.
Where's that? Where's Medjugorje?
Bosnia.
Why?
It's a holy place and I'm a holy person.
No, I'm keeping that in. That's in. No, listen. Whatever you say goes. So if you're a holy person. By Bosnia.
No, I don't even know.
Don't answer nothing stupid
it's
either.
It's all that direction.
Bosnia. Okay. That direction you said. Oh, there's a I know where that is. Beside Italy.
Yes.
Sorry, I've moved the phone, so if people didn't hear that quite as well, that's fine. You didn't miss much. No. I'll manage the editing is up to me. Do you want to be beside Italy? Mediterranean?
Yes.
So you want that sort of weather? You like warm weather?
Yeah, I love warm weather.
Do you like warm weather?
I do.
How did you find Australia?
Oh, lovely. I loved it.
But you aren't like...
No, it wasn't.
You know, Selena's like, as soon as it's like 30 degrees, she's like, it's too hot, I can't.
Oh, no, but you don't have to stay out. You can come in and go out and in the shade and all that and in the pool.
Was it not a bit weird when we were over there when the, was it the electricity went or something one morning? And then...
Well, I probably was in bed.
You were... But
I wasn't electricity.
Electricity went at midday. And you...
Oh, it was morning. No, it went in
morning. But I think Don had said because it was too hot, that the heat wave had picked up the...
I haven't heard that.
Okay.
Come on, I'm getting tired.
I know, you're getting tired. Right? You're a ruler now. You can be a queen, an empress, a president, CEO, because you're a businesswoman. Like, you can be anything.
I'd be a queen.
Would you go with queen?
Lady.
Queen lady?
No, lady.
You're a queen lady?
No.
What? Lady queen? Queen bee. You're the queen bee.
No, I would be a lady. Called lady.
Lady Hannah?
Lady Hannah.
Not Lady Ryan?
No.
Get rid of Ryan.
No, Lady Hannah.
Lady Hannah. Oh, that's very nice. That's not the worst one. That's not the worst answer to that question.
No.
But would you do the whole, like, royal robes and the crown? And
No.
Like that?
No,
what would you wear as charm?
No, I would like what a lady would wear. Do you know what a lady would wear?
What's it, a dress?
A dress.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes, yeah.
A dress.
Shoes as well.
Yeah. No shoes.
You've no barefoot?
Of course, there'd be shoes.
No crown or tiara.
Tiara.
Really?
Yes.
Ah,
I wouldn't like the gowns. I'd like just a nice purple and pink dress.
Purple and pink?
Yes, I think they blend
like stripes.
Away. Yes.
Stripes?
No, not stripes. Oh. Purple and pink is. I can just picture purple and pink.
Really?
Yes.
What name were you calling the country?
Would
you name it after yourself?
No.
Name it after yourself?
Oh, definitely not.
Poland? No?
No.
Kingdom of Kevin.
I would name it after.
After someone.
Maryland.
Okay, so I'm probably going to say at the start of this that there was a problem with the app I used to record it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Celine, for jumping in.
You're welcome.
So what I'm doing is I'm trying to fix it as best I can as an amateur editor.
Yes.
But that's probably not going to go well. So this little bit, it has my mother saying that she's naming it Maryland.
Yeah.
Do you know in Boston there's a place called Maryland?
No, but okay.
Did you not know that? Like Maryland, no, Boston is in Maryland.
Ah.
But my mother says it's not Maryland. It's spelled M-A-R-Y, land.
Right.
But she says it's like Maryland. That's how they pronounce it. Okay. And I don't know whether to believe her or not.
Well, you do say Newprish.
What?
You say Newprish.
Newport.
Instead of, you live in Newport.
Newport.
Well, the estate kind of better there, but you go.
What way have I been saying?
Newport.
Really? That sounds terrible.
Not all the time. Newport.
Stop saying it like that. Okay, look, just the point of this part is, just because I can't fix it, oh my god, it must be so loud for people. This might be another problem. Okay, sorry everyone. Stop. So, because I can see the thing going mental, look. Why is this all that? Oh, wait a minute. Oh no, is that better? No, it's not better for people. Okay, this is useless information. The point is.
Yes.
Why is it so loud? The point is,
just to give a bit of context, that my mother is calling it Maryland. No, that isn't even plugged. Oh, is that plugged in? No, it's not even plugged in. Why are you? The point of it is to give a little bit of context. To say the reason why my mother called her island Maryland is because her mother's name is Mary. So yes. It's named after her. And now back to the actual show.
Maryland, Lady Hannah.
Yes.
Good answers. Now we get into the hard stuff. Yeah, genuinely, yeah. No, I've no issue with them.
I wouldn't mind.
You were asking me just before this started what would I like for Christmas. So, of course, I don't have any issues. Okay, now, this is where we get into a bit harder stuff.
Oh, no, just hard stuff I'm no, it's checking not, it's in.
Not. Right, I'll help you out anyway, don't worry.
Listen, I don't need anybody to help me out. In fact, fine, I can't, fine. And I'll just say, move on.
Spoken like a true lady, Hannah.
Yes, move on.
How are we going to tell people? How did you find this island? What are we going to tell people? We can make up shit. We can say you fucking flew in on a bird.
No, I had my own helicopter. I flew in my own helicopter.
You flew the helicopter?
No, my partner.
PJ, my dad.
Patrick Joseph.
Sorry. Wait, okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Your husband? Why did you my say husband. Partner? Yeah.
Partner in crime.
Right, okay. So you were criminals. Were you criminals?
We're two criminals.
What did you do?
We're doing a runner.
From Ireland. What did you do? Rob a bank. Several banks. Were you on the tractor robbing a bank? And then you got into a helicopter?
No, we robbed a shop.
A fucking shop? Like a local shop?
A local shop.
How much did you get out of it?
€25.
Oh, for fuck's sake. When was this? In 1961, when it was worth fucking 40,000.
19...
Why did he steal €25? Should a helicopter cost more? The petrol for the helicopter cost more.
No, just for the fun of it.
Oh, so just you get off on the whole crime.
Yeah, we're just two happy-go-lucky people who do things on this morning. Then it's for the moment.
And you just went and you just found this island and went, right, this is our...
We went and we found the island and we said...
This is ours.
This is ours.
Fair enough, yeah.
Oh, you're
well done. Is there any... So we're allowing 5 million people into the island.
5 million.
They're all going to show up. They're happy to follow you, right? Don't worry about them.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
Of course they're happy.
Is there any... Are we just allowing any fucking 5 million people in? Or are we saying, no, if you have a criminal record, you're not allowed in?
Oh, no criminal records.
Nothing at all.
That's why I have no sons in it.
Yeah. So we're not allowed in. Right, what did I do? I forget. Oh. Remind me what I did there.
Kevin, I'm getting tired. How long
Okay, we'll move on. So as long as you don't have criminal records.
You're no criminals.
What about if someone kicked a dog there, but they weren't in prison over there or anything? Are they allowed in?
Oh, it depends why they kicked the dog.
If they just
kicked it out for
dog
the
dog stole their food.
No, I wouldn't.
No. Not allowed.
No, not
what,
allowed.
The dog kept opening the door.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. No. Right, so they're not allowed in.
No, they're cats. Not allowed.
Think carefully now.
As you said that. You can cut.
No. What I'll do is I'll do a disclaimer because obviously the thousands of people who will be listening won't know that I have four cats and you always threaten them.
Yeah. Because they scraped me.
But they scraped you, yes. So you're not actually pro cat.
No.
Yes, okay, fine. What type of house do you want to live in?
Do
you want a big mansion?
No.
What type?
I want a small house. A 3-bedroomed house.
Okay. Like a bungalow, not a two-story.
Right. I want no stairs.
In the middle of the city?
In the outskirts of the city.
Countryside?
Countryside. Right. No, yeah. But I want to be on the outside because I'm the lady, so I'm first in line. I want to be on the outside. I don't want to be not in the middle of the city.
What do you mean? But if you're on the outside of something... You're on the outside of it.
Yes.
Surely you want to be in the centre of it.
Why would I?
Because then you're first in the queue. Not.
No, I wouldn't think so.
If you're going into a concert and you're like, oh, don't worry, I'm on the outside of the crowd. Oh, you must be the first person to hear the music. I'm the last person to hear anything.
But I'm not talking about going in to see something. I'm talking about living.
Getting out of there.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. A lot of people do that. No, I don't think many people go into the city. But that means then, are you going to commute into work? Like going to the government building.
I wouldn't be that far from work. I'd be just on the outskirts.
Of a city?
Of a city. That doesn't mean I'm
miles away. Oh, but you're happy to go in half hour drive?
No, 10 minutes.
10 minute drive. Okay, 10 minute drive.
Yeah.
Into your business and come home. You're not doing. Yeah,
I won't be driving, sure. I'm getting my husband to drive.
You're not. You know, you could have a driver.
No, my
you
husband.
To get him.
No, oh, my husband. Yeah,
he's your driver.
He's my driver. He wants to be by my side. On.
Right. Okay.
He wants to be by my
but
side.
But you're not taking friend. Meetings at home. You're not
no,
going to have
no.
people show up.
No,
business
no,
meetings.
No,
no, no. Okay, fine. Are you allowing people to vote? And what I mean is, when you're running a country, you know the boring everyday stuff about mm-hmm. whatever, right, everyday stuff. Do you want to just have your own group of people, like your own council, that you go, ye sort that out, I'll have overall say of everything?
Yes.
Or do you want all those 5 million people to go, okay, they can elect a
no,
senate.
No. I'll
no
have
voting.
I'll have my own people.
You don't like voting?
No, I don't like voting. No. I'll pick my own.
Right, fuck them. Type of thing.
Yes,
okay,
yes, yeah.
Right.
If I'm running the country, I'm running it. I'm not waiting for somebody else to
and even if they say we... Well, they don't mind. Yeah, they're happy. They're coming along. They know you don't like voting. So they're happy with that, okay?
Well, tough if they're not.
Why, what'll happen?
I'll send them on somewhere else.
What do you mean
I'll
send them on?
I'll have the power to send them, move them on to another country.
You will have the power?
Yes.
Or oh, you'll make an agreement with another country?
Yes.
Like what country?
Jamaica.
Jamaica. You'll go straight, they're going straight to Jamaica. Now, there's a problem though.
No problem.
I just want to ask this. What happens if there's a guy there who did have a problem with it? And like he has a wife and 4 kids. Are
yeah.
you sending just him or are you sending the whole family?
Oh, the whole family.
Oh, they're
of
off
course.
And gone.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So the grandkids
yes,
and everything.
The family.
What about the pets? Would you send the pets with them or? No, we're keeping the dogs and cats you have.
No, you can take his
donkeys
with you.
The donkeys as well.
The whole lot.
The whole lot. Everything.
Yeah,
don't want
everything.
Any sign of him in the country anymore.
No. But I would pay for all his expense.
Even when he's over there?
Oh, no. Just get him out of my country.
So once he's in Jamaica, you can fucking like your lumpers.
He can do what he likes then.
Do what you like then. Okay, good. All right, we're moving on. Don't worry. We're on now. No. Okay. There is a problem, right? No. You get to pick this, okay?
Yeah.
We'll make this up. There's a scandal involving
yeah.
you. Your people are going to find out about it. There's no way to stop it. They're going to find out.
Yeah.
It's only a light-hearted one that, like, they're not trying to kill you over it, but they're a bit like, what the hell is wrong with Lady Anna? We're
yeah,
not
but
happy
what scandal?
With this.
What scandal?
That's the thing, we can make it up.
Yeah.
So if someone had to find out something that you're like, oh, shit, I didn't want them to know that.
Yeah.
What would it be? Would it be something like, is it your criminal past? Is it that you're not sending them to Jamaica? You're sending them to the bottom of the ocean? Is
oh,
it
no.
Nothing like that. Is it
no.
something embarrassing? Is
no.
it that your husband can't drive? Is
yes.
it something?
Yeah, my husband, yeah.
Can't drive. That's the scandal. So who the hell isn't driving you to work every day?
You have to get somebody else.
Is it a new part? Is it another man?
No, a woman this time.
It's another woman. Right, so you're... So people
another
are saying...
Yeah.
So Drivergate is what they're saying.
Yeah.
And you're dressing her up as your husband.
No, I'm not.
But that's what people are annoyed about. They're seeing you drive on.
No, that's not. But I think though, keep on getting tired of it. I'm getting fucking tired of it.
Listen,
now.
We're nearly there.
Away.
We are, yeah. Why not?
No, because the 5 o'clock. I'm 20 minutes at this job.
20 minutes? Yeah, I told you it was
am
an
I
hour.
Paid for this
You're
now?
Not getting nothing.
And what am I
it depends what job. It depends how well you do. I might get you something for Christmas.
No.
Okay, look, we'll keep moving instead of arguing.
Yeah.
Okay, so this thing about the driver who isn't actually your husband. So you're paying...
No, not
yeah.
cut that out.
Okay,
that's
we won't
out.
Do that one, okay.
No, I drink too much.
So you went for alcoholism.
I'm drinking, yeah.
But, and why are people mad at you?
Because I'm not doing my job.
Oh, you're not working at all? You're
not working at all, I'm not going into work at all.
What are you drinking?
Bacardi and Coke.
Bacardi and Coke. You're putting down in Bacardi and Coke. Okay, right. What we'll do is...
I'm drinking whiskey.
Whiskey, straight whiskey.
Whiskey or...
Okay, now, what we'll just do is, quickly, right?
Yeah.
We're going to pretend you're on the nightly show. Do you remember, I don't know who does it now, but do you remember years ago there was Vincent Brown?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you remember the great and the annoying thing about that show was, he would be on and he'd say to a politician, I mean, you're after doing this thing.
Yeah.
Do you think it was the right thing to do?
Yeah.
And most people would be like, no, it's not. Clearly the answer for him to say is no.
Yeah.
And it's just a yes or no question.
Yeah.
But politicians will go, well, you see, and they'll fucking go on and on instead of just saying yes or no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
What we're going to do is, because you've had this scandal, we're going to pretend you're on the nightly show, and I'm going to ask you, okay, Whiskeygate, why? And you are going to give me your whatever your reason is. And, you know, instead of apologising like someone should do, you're going to be like a politician and make up a bullshit excuse to justify what you did.
Oh,
shit. You're drinking instead of working.
I'm drinking instead of working.
Put your head up in your hands.
I'm a fucking world.
It's 20 minutes. That's all it's gone. Yeah. Anywho, Whiskeygate, you're an alcoholic, apparently. Why, Miss Lady Lang? Lang? Why am I calling you Lang? Lady Hannah.
You're thinking of Celine.
Thinking of Celine. I think she might have been called Lady Lang.
Oh, Celine?
In her go.
Will she hear that now?
Why wouldn't she? Yeah, of course she would.
Oh, jeez. Do you know what Miss Eileen?
Maybe in the future. Jesus. So, why were you not going to work and drinking whiskey all day?
Because...
Yes.
I was at a party...
Right.
One night.
Yes.
And it went into the early hours of the morning.
Okay.
So the next morning, instead of going to work, I slept in.
So you slept off the drink? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And?
I mean, that's one day. This has been going on for 9 months.
No, it hasn't. It has.
That's not what our sources say. That you haven't shown up for work in 9 months.
No, that's not what they're saying.
Why aren't they? I'm pretty sure they are, those journalists. Is that fake news?
That's fake news. Okay. Fake. They never believe what you're saying in papers or here on in the media.
You're on the media
it's
now.
It's fake news.
Right.
You're all fake.
Are you attacking me now instead of just...
You are all fake. Fake news. And I've been informed that people are talking about me being an alcoholic, which I am not.
No, you're not.
And I would like to meet those people.
Oh, okay. Do you want to meet him now? We have Sean here, who's one of the camera operators. He said it first.
Well, he has to prove it. There is no proof that I'm an alcoholic.
Okay,
has
Sean.
Seen me?
Sean works part time at the bar, and he said you're up and down every 5 minutes.
No, I don't go out if I take a drink. It's you're at home. I would take it. I wouldn't be out drinking.
Yeah, but he's also a delivery driver, and he's he's delivering crates of whiskey.
No, fake news. He's fake news. I would get rid of him.
What do you mean get rid of him? Jamaica, off to Jamaica.
Sack him.
He's sacked. We can't.
He's one of your cameramen.
Yeah. So you're not. But you're telling us to sack him.
But what?
You're telling us to sack him. What if we don't?
You're gone.
What do you mean? To Jamaica.
No, that's.
We're gone to Jamaica.
You're gone to Jamaica.
Right. So that's what you're going
to
do.
So I have the power to do what I want to do.
Yes, you do.
I do.
So you've sent anyone who says you're an alcoholic to Jamaica.
Yes, they'll be gone.
Right.
So, no.
So there's your scandal open, don't it? Yeah, no, everyone's very happy with that. Okay, what do you want banned in, okay, where are we again? Maryland. What do you want banned in Maryland? Now, what pet peeve, what mundane everyday thing do you want banned? This is your chance now to get rid of something that annoys you.
Something that annoys me.
Don't say podcast.
What are you telling me what to say and what not to say?
No, that's, sorry about that. Mammy slash.
Don't be sorry, just Lady be Hannah. Careful.
Yeah.
What I would ban is people that lies. I would get a lie detector.
Lie detectors aren't accurate.
Yes, they are. They might be 100%, but they're
99%. They're close enough.
Close enough, they'll do me.
But people can just get around them. Like lawyers, like if you know, like a con man would know how to get around a lie detector. You know what I mean? They'd know the tricks of doing it.
Mm.
So you're, but you don't mind, you just want kind of, as long as you can get some people.
Yes, one or two would stop the rest from lying.
Like the fake news whiskey
stuff. Fake news
stuff.
Whiskey stuff, yeah.
Right. Are you forcing people to be hooked up to one to check if they're lying?
Forcing them, no. I wouldn't force anybody to do what they don't want to do.
You're shipping half the country off to fucking Jamaica and they never...
And they're going over to a different country where they'll enjoy their stay there.
Stay there. It's like a big long vacation.
Yes.
Okay, but how are you getting? So what's these lie detectors doing?
No,
like they're just sitting around.
No, that's not. You can cut that one out.
Okay, you're not doing that anymore. Okay, why are you banning?
Banning people with beards. Ben grown beards.
So I have to shave.
You have to shave.
Okay, and if I don't,
You're gone.
I'm gone.
You're gone for the birds.
Warm food, am I? Bird food, right, or whatever.
Bird flu.
Bird. I'm bird food. What do you mean I'm gone for the birds? Like vultures, I'm just dead out in the field and they're gonna eat me.
No, you'll have to shave anybody with beards.
Shave.
Because I think there's something. People are hiding something when they have beards. Oh,
okay.
Look, we sat to the clock.
Stop looking at the fucking clock.
Jeez.
You're nearly done.
I'm nearly given.
Okay, we'll move on. I've no beard now.
No. Yeah.
On your birthday, what do you want people to do on your birthday to celebrate you? What should we all do?
I want you all to get leggers. I'll get leggers.
And will you be sober then, so you can go around telling everyone what the fuck are you playing at?
Yes.
Okay, so as I may have said in the intro, that Celine's tooth is suddenly really, 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 really sore. So you're just giving thumbs up and thumbs down. Yeah, there's a thumbs up. In this little moment, I'm after asking my mother what is her favourite TV show, and that's why she suddenly jumps out with Judge Judy.
Judge Judy.
Okay, Judge Judy, you're looking to do an episode on Maryland, is that right? Judy can't make it. We'd love if you just
stepped in for Judy.
Okay, so my mother is stepping in for Judge Judy, right? And the episode is a couple are breaking up and the boyfriend is accusing the girlfriend of stealing his PS5, his oven, his cats, and a few other things.
His oven?
Yeah, his oven, yeah. Oi, what's wrong with that?
How did she steal an oven?
You shouldn't be... It's not that big. And you shouldn't be talking your teacher after. Yeah, okay, so just so you have the bit. Okay. Yes.
Forget about the cats. Forget about the oven. Forget about the clothes.
The cats would never run off. They're all indoor cats.
It's only an oven.
Okay,
it's not
the cats.
Important.
How about the cats?
It depends on what the value of the cats were. 50 euro each for a cat. How many cats in?
So I'm worth 100 euro. As your son, I'm worth... So me, Paul,
no,
Dan and Rob...
No, you can't compare cats and...
You just told me that your sons were worth 400 euro altogether.
See?
There has to be a certain, like,
okay, well,
fraction.
What is the value of a cat? Can you buy a cat?
Oh, for yeah, but it's not my cat, is it? You can buy a human. You can buy a human somewhere.
No, if you were going in the morning, how much would you pay for a cat?
I
haven't
any
cats inside.
Yeah, but I haven't bought any of them.
Of course you went in and rescued them.
Yeah, I rescued them.
But did you not pay a bob for them?
No, you pay for their, to be like microchipped and neutered and stuff.
Yeah.
But that's not to just buy a cat. And that's my point again, unfortunately. You can buy a human somewhere in the world. I'm sure.
No, that's on a different road now you're going.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Yeah, but no, if you want to get, you
okay,
can't compare.
Okay, the cats mean so much, you give you 100 euro each for the cat. Four cats, so the laptop and the value of 400 euro, that's what's... No, that's the man and woman. That's
your
duty. That's it. Goodbye.
Right,
Put on your listening ears, will you?
Are you saying that to me, or is that what she says?
That's what she said.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were just telling me to fucking cop on.
Judy,
right, well done. Good episode. Okay, we're near the end. Don't worry.
Oh, mother of
them. We have money. Your finance guy, Paul, not your son. Paul. Well, no, is John to be your son?
Yes.
Paul inheriting money?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
Paul is coming into you.
The most reliable.
Yeah. Paul is coming into you. And
lose.
What would Rob do with it?
Rum drinking.
Or what would I do with it?
Buy cats out of it.
Right, love it. That's the best option. Paul is coming in and he's telling you that your country has a lot of money.
Yes.
Loads of money.
Loads of money.
Nobody will get that reference at all. Anyway.
No.
So he's telling you a lot of your citizens, the ones who are left, the ones that are in the country, they would like to build you a big monument.
Yes.
Something in your name.
Yes.
Just to, you know, yes. They think Lady Hannah's great.
Yes.
Yeah. What they have no ideas. What idea? What should they build you?
A tower.
Just a big, huge tower.
Big, huge tower.
What would be in it? Would it look like you? Statue of Liberty.
I'd have a guitar in one hand and I'd be sitting down with an accordion and a guitar in one hand, accordion on my lap.
That's very awkward.
No, it's not.
How isn't it? You have
Gordon is strapped onto you.
Yeah, and you have it there, and then you have a guitar.
Yeah, like
how
that.
Are you holding it? Just stretched out.
The hand.
Oh, you're not like trying to play the two at the same time.
No,
oh,
no,
I thought
no.
That's what you're doing. I was like, what the?
Oh no, what are you playing it?
But I didn't think you were this musical.
I'm very musical.
But playing wise.
Playing, yeah, I used to play the accordion.
Okay, yeah. I mean, yeah, I've seen the accordion. I've played it. I played it beautifully.
You press buttons.
That's all you have to do.
No, you didn't know what you were pressing.
I didn't know how to press the buttons.
There was no meaning to your music.
No, for me, what do you mean meaning? Well, I was meant to make you fucking cry over fucking...
There was nothing to it, only, as they say, rasping.
Rasping?
Rasping.
So that's the type of noise.
I'm up now, so...
No, you're good. I'll edit this out. I'll edit this out.
DJ, we're really doing a podcast.
You're on the podcast now. See, I can edit that out.
You can, of course.
You know?
So I was meant to edit that part out, but I just didn't bother. Good. Thank you.
Okay. Right, you're a very musical woman.
Oh, yes, and I love to sing.
And how big is this now? Is this... You said a tower. It's going to be the size of Statue of Liberty. It's going to be big, like. You'll see it from far off.
You'll see it, yeah.
You'll see it before you see anything else.
Of course, that's what I want.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's fine,
what
do
you want from me?
Would it be made out of... What do you mean? The people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Would you make it out of gold or stone or...
Oh, stone.
Just stone, yeah. Stone. Yeah. Yeah. Would it be beside a mountain now? It would look nice. Carved into a mountain. Would you do that?
No.
Just standing on its own.
Just, I want to be out.
By the sea.
I want to be seen. I want nothing else around me, only myself.
Fucking hell, what do you want to avoid? You want nothing around you, and do you want to blast it off into space there? There's nothing else to look at. Okay. Paul is knocking on your door again. Will you let him in?
Will ya?
Okay, Paul has news for you.
Yes.
As your most reliable son, he's after taking a look at the books again.
Yes.
And he didn't realise there was a minus sign. So it turns out you had no money, and you're after spending loads of money now on this fucking statue.
I didn't spend it.
Who did?
My followers spent it.
Yeah, but it's your country's bankrupt either way.
No, but surely they weren't getting at my money.
But they were putting themselves in debt more and more, thinking, we have loads of money in the country, and no.
But they wouldn't know what we had in the country.
No, but your government spent this money. It's just your people petitioned.
Let us do it. I thought my people...
They weren't.
Yeah, but make yourself clear.
Sorry. This is Paul's fault, by the way.
It's not Paul's fault.
Why isn't it? He came in saying you have a load of money, and now he's after coming in going, there was a minus sign. There's actually no money in the government.
No, I don't believe that.
There'll
have to be an investigation.
Okay, well, Paul was sitting down calculating.
I'll have to look up that.
Okay, after you're drinking. After you're drinking.
I was a drinker also. But, take down my statue. Good. Break my statue.
Set it off for fucking bits. Anyway, the reason why I was saying that as well is because Paul's after getting a phone call from the IMF. That's the International Monetary Fund.
I know, right? They came into Ireland.
They did. But for people, sometimes when I've said that to people who aren't from Ireland, they don't know what the IMF
is. Yes, but,
because it hasn't happened to them. Yeah. But they're ringing up saying, look, I don't like the look of Maryland at the minute. You're poor as anything else. The poorest country in the world at the minute.
Yeah.
They'll have to come in and sort out this country, take power away from you and everything if you don't sort this out. They're wondering though, do you have any plan to raise money quick? That's all they need. They won't come in as long as you have an idea to make more money.
I will. On the spur of the moment.
Right.
It's a tricky question.
Yes.
I will.
Cut out the drinking.
Drink more.
That'll get the brain going.
And that'll get my brain working.
Right.
And I will get my four big sons.
We're not allowed in the country, I thought you said, because we're all criminals.
No, of course. Yeah, what's Paul doing there then? Put on your listening ears.
Okay, you've got your four sons, right?
My four sons.
Yeah, Paul Rector.
We'll have to have a meeting.
Yeah.
I'll call in my sons.
Yeah.
And I will organise a boxing match. And my four sons will raise money for me.
How much money do you think I'm raising off of a boxing match?
You could make anything up to a million.
Could I?
You could.
Oh, nice. So, who are we fighting?
You could fight, What's his name?
Who, Tappy Joe? Is he a boxer?
He's a boxer.
Where's he from?
I would put one of my sons into boxing and put the other one into MMA.
Right. Okay. Who's going into boxing?
I think I will put put Robert into boxing.
Into the boxing?
Yes.
Against?
Against.
Casey, is that what you're thinking of? Big Bang.
Willie Big Bang.
Willie Big Bang Casey. Is that Casey? Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Willie Big Bang.
Okay, Rob, why are you putting him, why are you putting Rob into boxing?
Because I think he'd be good at it.
Okay, oh, and am I good at the MMA?
And I'll put you into the MMA.
Love it.
And I'll put you against that guy out in Siberia. No, Syria. Kirk. Oh, what's his name?
Khabib.
What's his name?
Not Syria, yeah. It's Serbia or something. Hold on a minute. I'll get the name. Don't be tapping. That's all people will hear.
Oh.
Khabib. Wait, is that the same guy? Nurmagomedov.
Yes. I put you up.
Yes. From Russia. Is that from the guy Russia. You're thinking of?
Yes.
So who hammered McGregor?
Yes. Okay. I would go up against him. For
the, and you think I'm good at?
I would, Jen. I think if you started talking to him, you'd knock him out.
Very good. Thanks.
Seven, have you finished? Oh.
What are Paul and Don doing? Are they just watching?
Paul, I'll put Paul, I'd get Paul to organise a soccer match.
Oh, he's, okay, yeah. And then what's Don doing?
I'll get Don to organise...
Jousting, is that her?
No, I'll get Don to organise...
kickboxing.
No, not kickboxing, a tennis match.
Why do they only get to fucking organise? He's sitting their ass and fucking...
No, they're gentlemen. But anyway, apparently...
Okay, so they're raising money. Yeah, what were you going...
Yeah. That
sucks. Okay, yeah. That'll raise you money.
That'll raise
okay.
me money.
All right, then.
And I'll get my husband to go in to train a few dogs, greyhounds.
Trained...
To greyhounds, yes.
Champion class.
Champion class.
And then sell them off and raise
sell
money.
Them off, yes.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Do you want one more question? Would you be happy with one more question?
Last question.
I'll give you one last question.
Oh, my dear God, what is it?
No, it's the one you would make sense to be the last question anyway. Oh. At a certain point, yes. Lady Hannah...
Dies.
You want to... No, Jesus.
And goes to heaven.
Yeah, but yeah. No, I'm not putting that. I meant retire. You retire.
Yes.
Right? In a healthy shape.
Yes.
When you decide, I've had fucking enough of this.
Yes, my retirement age.
Yes.
Yes.
Right? You want to just do what you want without having to deal with these questions.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Yes.
So, at a certain point, you're going to be sitting at your bungalow or whatever and thinking, I need to announce to the people
I'm retiring off. And I'm off. Yes.
I mean, what are you telling your people, actually? Are you just saying, look, I'm done? Or are you apologising to them?
No, I'm not
don't
apologizing.
Don't cry for me, Maryland.
I don't apologise for something that's... for nothing.
Yeah, you're just doing it.
I would get my people together and I'd have a big party. To be a retirement party.
Right. Yeah, but why are you telling... They're all going to be very like, oh, no, stay on.
Can I stay on
tomorrow?
No, time. No, no. Move on, leave it to somebody else. Somebody else can take over.
Who? Who are you going to name as your heir? Who's your heir now?
I would name...
Not your son or anything. Your favourite son.
My favourite son's wife.
Oh, who?
Mary Jo Hatton.
Who?
Mary Jo Hatton. That's my son's wife.
Who are you talking about?
My son.
Yes, my brother's.
Yes.
So Celine Lang is the person I'm marrying, so...
I don't know who she is.
Who the fuck is Mary? Is Mary Jo Hatton a made-up person? But no, you can't just make up a random... Like, no, you have to pick someone who is alive in the world at the minute.
Okay.
Mary Jo Hatton, I'm completely baffled. You have a fifth son.
Kevin,
no, you have to pick someone who's alive. You can't. No. You have to pick someone who's alive. It can be anyone, but it has to be a living person.
Okay, I would.
I can hear that the whole way through it.
Can you?
Yeah, I can.
But you're knocking out some of that.
I can't knock it out if you're talking through it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're not going to have
it. Okay, no, come on. Come on, they're all asking who's the heir. Who are we meant to compare Lady Hannah to when we give out about it?
My driver.
The woman?
The woman.
What's her name?
Siobhan.
Siobhan?
Yeah.
And why the fuck is she... Are you married to her?
No, I'm not married to her.
Patrick Joseph only a front.
No, he's not married to her. He's married to
her. Why her then? Why did you make her such...
Because she's such a good woman. She knows the ins and outs and how to run the...
She just drove you to play. She drove you 10 minutes.
She was at my beck and call when he wanted to
do. When you were langer. And when I was langer,
I'm going to retire.
Right.
And I'm going to leave the country.
Oh, where are you going to go?
I'm going to a place called Ireland.
Yeah, you came from there. You were on the run, remember?
Yes, but I'm going back to it.
Are you not still on the run? Are you still
No, they left the statute of limitations. No, they were all wrong in there.
You didn't steal 25
euro. Not at all. No, I wouldn't do that. It was 25 pence that they lost. It was on the floor. And
you picked it up.
And I picked it up, put it back into the till. I'm going back to Ireland.
Yes, with your husband.
With my husband.
What about your sons? What are they doing? Do what they want.
So they can do what they want. They can't be with mummy for the rest of their lives.
Well, I'm fucking half dead inside in an MMA cage because you sent me in there to fucking give a speech to Khabib.
You all have your wives now to look after you, so you don't need mummy. And mummy's going to live in her retirement.
Back home.
Back home.
Yeah.
Where it all happened.
What happened?
Where it all began. Where she was born and reared.
The robberies.
No, there was no robberies.
You said you like to commit crimes just for the laugh, you and your husband.
Ah, yeah, but that's history. That's history.
So you're back home?
I'm back home now and I'm as happy as a pig in shit.
You got to be on Judge Judy.
And I was on Judge Judy.
Do you have a final message for your people as you leave? I know you're getting on a helicopter again. Or
that I'll pay a visit to them. I'll come and visit them every year.
What about people in Jamaica?
What you're about them? Sure, I don't know.
You are not to do with them. They're not. So you'll come over for visits every now and again to Maryland?
Of course I would. Will my family be over there?
My son's
going to follow me over to Ireland.
I'm sure I can't move. I'm in a cast. You'll have to visit me.
You'll be a vegetable. 25.
You're staring at the clock every fucking minute. That is an hour. This is the shortest episode, I hope you know. Yeah, because I'll be editing a lot of it. It'll be only 4 minutes.
Yeah.
It'll be me talking. Okay, this is... So now I'm ending this, right? So now I would say goodbye to everyone who's after listening.
And hope you enjoyed
this. Hope you enjoyed this. I also ask, not really a question because it's over now, but Hannah, Ryan, do you have anything to plug?
No.
No, not at all. Do you want to say to people to like, oh, you can listen to this podcast?
No.
You can plug my stuff as your son. You don't need to plug...
Yeah, listen to your stuff and not listen to this.
Such as... What are they listening to?
The Tyrants.
Go on, you got us.
Tyrants.
Yeah. There's more
podcast.
No, Tyrants in.
In training. Hey!
Yes. No. Okay, all right, thanks everyone, and goodbye.
Goodbye, and I'll make a fortune out of this.
I'll see you next
time. I'll see you next year
Will you do another episode?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, I'll say I know. Okay, bye everyone.
Okay, so Daddy.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so you're the ruler of your own country.
Okay.
Right? I think we've already gone through this a little bit. So you were saying you want... Okay, so what title do you want to give yourself? What are people going to call you?
What title can I have?
Anything. You can... Honestly, you can be called a table if you want. Like, you're the boss.
I'm the boss, so I'd like to be called Mr.
Mr. That's fine.
Mr.
Are we just saying Mr. or is it going to be Mr....
Mr. Ryan.
Yes. Very efficient. If anyone calls you by your first name,
yes.
Are they in trouble or?
But I'm the ruler.
But you're
I'm
oh, listen. You do what you want, yeah. Right? By the way, if you're running this country, there's going to be an island of 10 million people.
Okay.
And you're the boss of everything.
Okay.
Do you want to have a small little like team of people that you pick, and they'll run the everyday boring stuff? Right, so you're the overall boss, but they're your team.
I'm the boss, but I want to have a team.
Yeah, to do everything. Yes. Or do you want to let your citizens elect politicians who do that instead?
I want everyone to have a vote.
But what if they vote for people you don't like? Like, if they vote for people who are like, we want to ban all cars, you have to walk everywhere. Like, is that okay, or...?
It won't be okay.
So you
if I'm the boss...
But that's what I mean. If there's a lot of politicians saying we want that, are you going, no, okay, they're out?
Well, they'll be answering to me.
Okay, so they can't actually do anything?
No.
Okay, and you...
I'm the boss.
And you have your team as well.
I have the final say.
And you have your team as well.
My team does what I say.
Right, yeah. And they'll do. So the politicians aren't doing anything. They're just letting them vote for. Yeah, to pretend. Okay. Where do you want this country set up? Because it has to be an island. We're not going to take over a country. So do you want a near... Essentially, what sort of weather do you want?
I want nice weather.
Like near
mild,
Ireland?
Mild weather, yes.
You'd want Mediterranean or like by Spain and...
No, I want nice weather, yeah.
So we can put it near Ireland. It seems fairly.
Yes,
like to the west of Ireland?
Yes.
Do you have any ideas what name for the island?
We call it Corrib Island.
What?
Corrib.
Why Corrib?
Because Corrib is a... There's a Corrib associated with the west of Ireland.
Oh, that Corrib gas?
You know.
So that's Corrib gas is a thing, right?
Yes, so I want to call it Corrib Island.
That's fine. I like that. Because some people will just go with the name. They'll just pick their name and then put land in it. That's good. Okay, we'll run through. What type of house do you want? Do you want a mansion?
I want, not a mansion, but I want a big house.
Not like as in a five-story house, but more like a wide, like...
Yes.
Like not stables, but yeah.
A detached, maybe 6 or 7 bedrooms where I can bring people that can stay. And I wanted overlooking.
This isn't in the city, it's in the countryside.
I wanted out in the country, right?
Overlooking fields.
Where I can have my few pets.
Yeah. That's fine. Are you going to work? Are you going to commute into work into the office, or are you going to have work from home?
I'm going to work from home. And I'm going to
meetings at home.
Yes.
Are you going to just be meeting with your team, or are you going to allow the politicians to meet you, or the citizens, or any normal people can come in, or?
Not
the regular folk.
No. There'll be gates.
High gates. Will there be armed guards?
And there'll be. Well, I suppose if I'm ruling the 10 million people, I'll need them.
How many guards do you want? Do you want an army outside your walls?
24/7. Yes.
With fucking bullets locked and loaded.
And
mines on the ground.
24/7. And the way things are going, probably a bulletproof car.
Fucking, why do you think you need a bulletproof car? You know that you're...
If they can't get me inside, they're probably going to get me outside.
But who's getting you? Nobody's getting you.
Well, how do we know?
Okay, that's...
How do we know? In 10 minutes, there's only one to one.
One psychopath is going to... Okay. Speaking of which, I have a bit of bad news with this next question. But we'll be fine. There's a scandal about to come out about you. Right?
Right.
That the people aren't going to kill you over it. But they're not just going to be happy with you. Right?
Yes.
Now, you get to pick what the scandal is. You get to decide what's the embarrassing thing that they're going to find out about. Okay? So if, like... Yeah, what type of... scandal is going to happen to the king?
Well, I have to admit I'm a heavy gambler.
You're a heavy gambler. Right, okay. So
I do a lot of backing on horses and dogs.
Horses and greyhounds
Did
you lose money?
All the money I lose isn't really mine, it's belonging to
the country. How much have you fucking spent in...
I suppose
millions.
I have...
It's in the millions.
At the moment, it would be running into maybe 20 million.
At the moment?
Yes.
How many other bets have you on that still have to come true?
So,
is there another 20 million still going?
So, I never win. I'm always losing.
Oh, fuck. How do you... Okay, so, gambling gate. Why? Like, can you explain what's going on there? Why did you do it? Why are you gambling when you're so bad at it?
Because...
You've spent 20 million of the government's money. Schools are closing.
But I have, I suppose we'll put it this way. I've won 20 million, I've spent 40 million.
You've lost 20 million. But you've won 20 million.
You can't win all the time.
No, and that's pretty,
I know what I mean. And if you don't keep gambling, if I don't stay gambling, I've no chance of winning at that.
And
I could be up 20 million next week. But it could be down 30 million the week after.
Okay, and do you think you're going to come back every week and let us know how much you're losing? Give us an update.
But this is not counting my salary, my wages.
So you're making 20 million a year?
Yeah, that's not big bucks to run 10 million people.
Is it?
Not really.
Not really? Do you want the raise?
No.
How much do you think? How much do you think you need?
I need a raise, but
you do. You're 20 million in debt. Yeah, you do need a raise.
But I can write it off. I run the country.
This is the government's money. Okay, so,
yeah, so
you're just you're not apologising at all.
I run the banks.
You're not apologising at all. You're going to spend as much as you want.
No, I don't. There's no, I'm the. I'm
you
the
are.
King.
Yeah, no, I'm just.
So
wondering.
I don't. Who am I going to apologise to myself? Look, it doesn't really matter.
You're the boss.
I'm the boss. I'm not really concerned that much anyway because I won't be driving. I'll be flying. You know.
Flying in what? A helicopter.
Yeah.
Your wife also had a helicopter.
Huh?
Your wife also had a helicopter. Very.
Well, she will take the helicopter when she wants it.
Oh, you're allowing her to. Have a helicopter
no,
as well.
But the driver of the helicopter. The
oh, you're not.
My
you're not piloting my, it.
No.
Oh God, yeah. Sorry.
I'd be looking out the window.
I think a lot of rich people, like celebrities, like flying.
I would take a. I would drive around the country.
Yourself, yeah.
Just take a look down on top of the people.
You're always looking down at the people.
Yeah, sure. I'm the king, why not?
Okay. Wait, you're the king. I thought you were the mister.
Yeah, mister. Well, okay. I'm the president or the king.
Whatever you want, whatever you fancy that day.
But once I'm called mister,
yeah.
Anybody who doesn't call me mister,
they're done for.
Well, there'll be no punishment, but they won't be coming to any of my politicians for anything.
Oh, they're barred from, yeah. Are they barred from voting?
Yes.
But I mean, the politicians do nothing.
Well, they will. They'll be answering me. They will be on the ground.
What do you want people to do for your birthday to celebrate you?
I want fireworks anyway.
Definite fireworks.
Yeah,
thousands of fireworks in the sky.
Paddy's Day, you know, so everyone will be out anyway.
Oh, fuck yeah, it is, yeah.
You know, yeah, so I mean, you know, many was born on Paddy's Day.
Only you,
minutes,
probably,
you know
in the country.
I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know.
But do you really want other people to have the same birthday as you? So we could ban that.
No, they can have theirs on the 16th or the 18th.
Yeah. Oh, they can just move it.
Well, they won't be as big as mine anyway. So.
Yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just a lot of fireworks and then Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
And then bam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that'll be a special day, like, you know, it'll be a day that I'll fly around and there'll be fireworks.
Wait, you're going to be flying around and they're going to be shooting up thousands of fireworks
at
you?
Yeah.
Do you not think that's dangerous?
No. So they won't be up that high.
The fireworks
don't go that high.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How far do you think fireworks go?
I would say fireworks will probably go maybe 1,000 feet, you know.
They reach a height of anywhere from 200 to maybe 500 feet.
Feet, yeah.
I mean, that might be just one type of firework.
We're going for the expensive things. There is ones there that will go.
So you're going to be more than 1,000 feet in the air?
I will, of course, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm just saying.
I need to be up that high, you know.
But
you know what I mean?
How are you going to see the people if you're 1,000 feet up in the air?
Oh, I'll be able to see them. Shall I have a telescope?
Is this all you're doing every day?
Yeah.
Just going around?
Well, I'm going every day. You know what I mean?
Just whenever you feel the need to cheer up. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going, look. If I'm bored, I can say, look, we'll go for a
what?
Flight.
Like, are they trying to hit you? Is that the game? Because
no,
they can't.
No. They're just showing me how excited they are to see me.
Or else.
Yeah.
I'm kind of taken aback by that celebration. Do you have a favourite TV show? Any TV show you're watching? Or movie you're into? Any movie you like?
Movies? No, I'm not really into that movie, no. My idea would be kind of horse racing and they wouldn't be movies, you know?
Yeah, you're like
you
sports
know what I mean?
Or something.
I'd be into sports, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, I'd be busy gambling, so but I wouldn't have time for movies, you know.
Right, so you're just gambling.
We're checking the results and the cards that's coming up tomorrow, you know, it's a full-time job.
Well.
You know, I'm actually at the moment thinking of getting somebody to do it full-time for me, the betting, you know.
And what do you do then?
Because it's too laborious for myself, you know.
So you're just sitting there waiting for the bets to come in?
Well, I'll be watching it. I'll be watching.
Oh, okay,
you know
yeah.
I mean? But to be on a laptop and pressing, you know what I mean? It's boring at times.
Would you have casinos? And Carb
no,
Island?
But when I'm on holidays, I'll go to a casino. No.
Oh, you wouldn't have casino? Why not?
I don't ever have. Would there be casinos in the country?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But that's mean you wouldn't be there. Are you gambling more so on the sports side, not on the like blackjack tables and stuff?
No.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say, there's a movie there. It's a casino movie. that they wanted a film in the island. They wanted you to play a cameo in it. Just because, yeah.
A cameo?
Yeah, just a little short. Donald Trump was in a Home Alone movie.
Oh, yeah, but look, Donald Trump is a very, very small guy compared to
him. It's very, yeah.
You know.
But do you have your name on the side of the helicopter, like he has the name on the side of his plane?
I have, actually.
Mister, or?
Yeah. No, I have Carl.
That's not your name.
No, it's not. No. Right. But everything I have is Corrup.
Okay.
I owned Corrup, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, the gates into my house is Corrup.
What's that mean? Is there like signs
this
on
this
it?
This is Corrup. Like,
it just says Corrup. Yeah, okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
The same goes for my dogs. They're all Corrups. No?
There is Corrup Oil. Where is Corrup Oil location? Because I think it's, or the River Corrup. That's in Ireland as well.
Yeah, well, that's only a small river, yeah.
Yeah, because I think there's like, I think you might be right that it's like the Corrup fields off the coast of Ireland.
Yes,
it's the water, and that's where you are.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to have Corrup on the side of the
helicopter.
Yeah,
but I own all
that,
you know.
You own it all, yeah. That's, probably should have asked this. So how did you find the island? Like, how did you come across it and become Mr. Ryan?
How I found it was,
So you're in Tipperary?
I'm in Tipperary, yeah.
You started in Tipperary?
Yeah,
I started
in Tipperary. I went fishing in the Corrup.
One day, by yourself?
And, And I saw this place, but I felt that I could make bro into a country.
Right.
And suddenly, I was surrounded by 10 million people.
Let's see, of gambling. Did the gambling help in that? Did you gamble like any to raise funds for it? Or?
I did, but everyone that was, I got the 10 million people to donate, you see.
Oh, you told them your idea.
They all donated, and I took their money.
Right.
And I put it away, and then.
In bags,
It grew and grew and grew, and.
Got your island.
They were happy.
Carl, I have a knock on your office door.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. This.
How did they get in?
He works for the government.
Okay, right.
He's okay. His name is Paul, so we're going to say it's your son. Right.
Right.
Paul is knocking on the door. Hello. Hello, Mr. Ryan.
Yes.
Can he call you Dad?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, Dad.
Yeah.
I've good news for you.
Good.
Good. The country is doing very well financially.
Yes.
You have a lot of money. A lot of extra money.
Yeah.
Now, the people of your country are very happy with you.
Good.
They would like to build you something.
Right.
Just something like a statue or anything. Anything you want.
Yeah.
And just put your name on it.
Yes.
I know you have your name on everything, but they'd like to build you something specifically because you're doing such a great job. They just want ideas. What can the people build you?
What can they build me?
Yeah.
They can build me a big statue.
Statue of you?
Yes.
Are we doing it like a full statue, you standing, or?
A full statue, much bigger than me.
Yeah, obviously much bigger. Yeah, it's not going to be, you're 6 foot, right?
I'm only 5 foot 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I want one.
Like Statue of Liberty, you want?
25 feet at least, you know? And as big as it can be built, you know?
As big as physically.
There's no problem there. It won't have any problem there, because I grant everything, you see, it's, there's, like, everyone in have to apply to me for permission to do.
Oh it. Yeah. Oh,
so,
it's you. Yeah.
So in the planning, we have laws in the Corrup.
Yeah.
So if you want to build something, you have to apply to me.
Yeah.
And if I don't
grant it, if you don't
like
accept
you
it,
or like it,
you're
so that's where you have to be nice to me on the ground.
While you're up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't, you get no planning.
You get nothing.
Right.
You can't even live in a house.
I mean,
you see.
So I'll rule everything. So as far as building anything for me, there is no rules. It's
oh yeah, no, of course, yeah, no. Whatever, wherever you want it, it's done.
Whatever I want is done. Yeah.
Now the the Eiffel Tower is 300 feet.
We'll go back in that. What does Paul want?
Oh no, Paul is just happy. Listen, you're the boss.
You're
Mister. It's very clear.
You said he's been knocking on the door.
Oh no. Paul came in to tell you.
All right.
We have a lot of money.
He's
dealing with the finance.
Yeah,
he's dealing with the finance.
He's well paid for that, like.
Is he? How much is he getting?
He's on roughly, I shouldn't be saying this, but
right.
He's probably, he's on 5 million, right?
A year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's more than enough for him.
You're in again.
You took me for putting that down.
I did. Because the noise will echo up against it. So he's getting 5 million. Paul is getting 5 million for the finance job.
Yes.
I should ask now about Don and Paul and me. Or sorry, Don, Rob and me. What is Don doing in the government? Is he doing anything?
Don is, Don looks after my holidays.
Right? Fucking easy job. He's in the helicopter most of the time.
He's my PRO.
PRO? What's PRO?
He's...
Oh, PR officer.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, right, yeah, okay. Right. And he's getting a couple of million a year.
He gets 5 as well.
All right, and what does Rob do?
Rob?
Yeah.
Rob looks after the
security.
The construction side of it.
Right, okay. You know, all the planner.
He's head over everything, but he does nothing.
What? What do you mean he does nothing? Oh, he just sits in an office and signs off, is it?
He just tells me what's happening.
You know? Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
What's
yeah.
been built around.
You could right. replace one.
I am getting, I should have had 2 of you on.
I'm getting right. So he gets another 5 million.
And then what am I doing?
And the other guy, Cabe.
Fuck's sake, me. Yes. Yeah, not the other guy. Me.
He's over transport. Right.
Why am I over transport?
Yeah, because he's a reliable guy on the road.
Oh,
nice. He's safe. He knows when somebody is speeding.
I do.
And he knows the rules of the road. Our rules of the road. Now, our rules of the road are slightly different.
Oh, why?
You know what I mean?
Besides the motorway.
Like a highway. Like, okay,
yeah, yeah.
You know
done,
so,
yeah.
He's... See, in my state, we only have a very, very small police force.
I'm sure most of them are guarding your fucking house with guns, aren't they?
Yeah, well, the guns aren't loaded, you know. We don't,
oh, we don't tell them that, though.
Yeah.
Right, okay,
you know
okay.
I mean? Some of them have only water pistols.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I mean?
Right, okay, so we won't tell that. Nobody knows, sir.
Nobody knows that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
But, But I'm saying, but why wouldn't you put
Kevin,
me in?
Kevin, by the way, gets another 5 million.
Do I? That's I hope that would be the same.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised I wasn't in charge of like the media. But okay.
Well, I look.
No, it's too late now. It's fine.
Yeah.
I'll do transport.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm
yeah.
not. I've no interest in it. I can tell you right now. I've quit enough jobs. I'm not gonna stay in transport for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Paul is knocking again.
Yeah. Well,
you're a reliable son. You said. Hello, Dad.
Hello.
I've bad news. Well, it's not bad news, but, you know, it's news. I checked the budget again. I forgot there's a minus sign.
Right.
So we didn't have any money, actually. We were actually in debt by
yeah.
600 million. So we're after building that big statue of you now.
Yeah.
So we're even more in debt. So the IMF, you know...
How much did the statue cost?
250 million. So we're nearly...
250 million?
It did, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So we're nearly a billion in debt.
Yeah.
We're not making much money here. The
yeah.
IMF... International Monetary Fund, they're after ringing me. They're after telling me, listen, we might have to come in and take over here because your finances are shocking.
Yeah.
But they basically, they're asking you, Mr. Ryan, what plan do you have to make money?
Well, the plan Great. I have is that Cheltenham is coming up now next week, right?
Right, so I can see where you're going with this, yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could make billions, you know.
How much are you going to bet on it, like?
Oh, billion.
We were talking a billion.
Yeah,
how are you getting that money? You're in debt by nearly a billion. Are you taking on
my
loan?
My credit, I will get it.
You'll get it somewhere.
Yeah. But sure, I own the bank, you know.
So you're just going to Cheltenham and you're betting on one race to win it all.
Oh, I bet on several races. I will win some and I lose some. you know.
So when's that coming up? Next week, is it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so you're saying we'll get back to you next week with a good answer.
Yeah, but look... I'm sure the 10 million people that are on the ground anyway, we will stand by me. If we do we'll go on debt, they will cough up, you know. They must have money, you know.
They must have money,
yeah. Money saved,
yeah.
And anyway, I can dip into their savings, don't
you know? Oh, you own the bank,
yeah,
so you
yeah,
can just
so,
dip in
so
away. Have you been doing that already with the gambling?
Well,
here
you see,
there.
The monetary fund, which I shouldn't say now, they wouldn't know, like, but I would have... I have everyone saving in the bank, you know, everyone.
You have everyone saving in the bank?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're encouraged
okay.
to save.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But what I do is I take their savings and I put it one side just in case.
And then they only see a screen that
bullshit just in
numbers.
Case, because
yes,
their money is tied in,
right?
But it's tied in to me, so if anything happens,
it's yours.
You know what I mean? So I'd say at the minute, just probably at the minute, like I have to talk to my
Paul,
and Paul might have checked out that now, but there's probably billions in there, you know.
Yeah, so essentially the country is bankrupt, but you're not.
It really and honestly belongs to the 10 million people.
But it's yours.
But
you're the boss.
The way it's going to work is, I won't go bankrupt.
The country will, but you won't.
Yeah, I won't. No.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
You'll be fine.
You know what I mean? And, that's the life. There's only going to be a life in it anyway. And I'm sure that my four sons will have enough as well.
You'll give us something out of it, because I mean the money you're paying us now is worthless because the country is bankrupt. The 5 million might be worth.
But I'm sure they're
million.
Saving too, like, you know.
Are we?
They can't save all the five.
But you're taking our money. When we're saving, it's going straight into your fucking dodgy shadow account.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, but you'll give us something if we're on the street.
Here, like,
that's fine. I'm fine with that. Okay.
Yeah, if I go in the morning, what's there is theirs. Is the way.
Oh well, fine. That's
and
yeah.
And then it's up to them to appoint one of them to be there.
Well, we'll go to that actually in a minute because, okay, Paul is telling the IMF to come back to you next week after Cheltenham hope for the best.
Yeah.
They'll come back to you on that. I'll go with the last question, which is the obvious kind of question when you think about it, that at a certain point, you'll be retiring. You'll be finished.
That's
running
right,
the country.
Right, yeah.
Now, your citizens, even though they're very poor now, they will probably be looking up at your helicopter.
Yeah.
And when you make your announcement, they're going to be very disappointed.
There'll be more fireworks, yeah.
fireworks?
Yeah.
Can they get even hear? How are they hearing you? Can they stop with the fireworks for a minute?
No.
If they spend so much fucking money on fireworks.
It'll be announced when I'm retiring. And it'll be announced that I'll be traveling
around.
And they'll be out in force.
With the fireworks.
With the fireworks. And it's a tribute, they're paying tribute to me.
Do you think if they stop spending money on fireworks, they could save a bit more?
Fireworks don't cost that much. Like,
oh, they're very cheap
in
carb.
Yeah. Well, on that occasion, I would see that every household would get a free
firework.
Fireworks.
Like a big proper one now.
A load of fireworks. Yeah.
Right, a load of them.
Yeah,
box them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great for them. as you're in the helicopter then, and they're still setting off fireworks, you are announcing it's time for an air. Time to someone take on the position.
Yeah.
I presume you're not letting them vote for one. You're the boss.
Well,
you should.
Well, the way I work it out is that the four boys are close together.
Right.
And they're equal. They're of equal
value
to me, and are equally important. The four of them are equal to me.
Well,
but one of them can only be king.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we haven't come to that yet. But when we come to that, when we sit down, we will maybe one of them might say, "I don't want to be king."
No, we all want to be king.
So they all want to be king.
Yeah, we do.
Then. So what I'll do is, we'll play a game.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And
if it's gambling involved,
it'll be a game, and one will be eliminated, you know.
Is it like each round, or like each game, someone's eliminated?
No, it'll be an endurance test.
Oh, for
right.
Sake. So they're dead if they lose?
No. It'll be an endurance test. So what's the ball? We will maybe go down to the beach.
Yeah.
And they will swim out to 50 yards and swim back in again. And the last fella is out.
Gone. Let him drown.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no. He's safe. He's not. He's eliminated.
The fella that's last coming back is gone out of the game. He's gone out of the game. So I've left with three in for King.
And what happens to him? Is he? Oh, well, yeah. No, he's alive, though. He's fine.
He's fine.
Okay.
So we're left with three in.
Yes.
So then we go to... We run up the hill there.
Right.
As you can see up there, the big hill.
The big hill, yeah.
And...
That's a mountain.
A mountain, yeah.
Right, okay.
And the last fella down is gone. So we're down to
two. Okay, now we're down to two.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's the final.
So
who's in the final?
It's a two then.
Who's in the final? We're going to have to get this answer. Who's in the final?
Who is in the final?
Yeah. Who do you reckon? Who's your bet? You're a betting man. Who are you betting?
Funny enough, I say it will be... the final, I say, will be between Paul and Kevin.
Oh, very good.
Right.
Yeah. So Paul and Kevin's in the final.
Yeah.
To be the heir of your new country.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
What do they do?
I have to find out which of them is the toughest. Right?
Yes.
Because If you're going to rule 10 million people,
you need to iron
fist.
Want
to give a, you need to be a person that doesn't give a shit about anyone.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And if you have a soft spot, you have nothing, right?
You have nothing, yeah.
My betting is...
fight to the death.
They will wrestle for the bit.
So, do you mean like...
the king, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Hulk Hogan.
Until somebody gives up, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if it takes 5 minutes or 5 days.
They will wrestle until they collapse.
Until somebody gives up.
Right.
Right. And Amanda's standing.
They're the leader.
Right.
Yes.
And I'll expect the other three then to
serve.
Answer to him.
Yes. And
if they don't,
yes,
it would be his choice to appoint someone else instead of him.
And get rid of him.
But I would be hopeful that that would never happen.
So if I win, can I just send him to prison for the rest of their lives? Get out of my way. Don't like the look of him.
Well, you'll be ruling the country, then.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's when I'd ring you up saying, look, I got rid of your other sons.
Now,
like him.
Of course, remember, what about me?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Are you going to stay in the country or are you, what do you want to do?
Well, you see, I have so much put away, like, you know what I mean?
You have all the fucking money in the country, by the way, yeah.
I'll have a pod built beside the thing for myself anyway.
A pod beside your house?
Yes, yeah. For me to retire. It'll be my
You will keep the house?
No, the house will go to the new thing.
Okay, yeah,
right?
Yeah, cool.
The others have their houses, have their own houses.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you want the bulletproof car? Do you want me to leave you that?
I won't need it then. Right.
Right,
I've no one to answer to now. You know what I mean?
But you don't think anyone will hold grudges?
I'm not ruling. No, there won't be any grudges, no.
No.
The people would never be there from me in the first place.
Yeah, well, you just...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you set up the country by asking them to give you money. Then you set up the country. Then you made them pay into a bank that you owned. And then you siphoned their money off to gamble.
Yeah,
and then
you said,
don't worry, that's my money.
But they probably don't even know that, you know.
Oh, we're not letting them know that. Yeah. Do you still have the... This is... Should have asked this earlier. But was the bulletproof car actually bulletproof? Because your army, you had fucking toy guns and everything. Or did we just tell people that?
No. It just had a sign on it, bulletproof.
You know? A sign on it?
Yeah, yeah.
Saying...
Bulletproof, yeah.
Bulletproof.
Yeah.
But that could be a nickname for the car.
Hailstones will go through it. Like,
it's a very flimsy, what is it, a fucking electric vehicle?
It's a Skoda, yeah.
It's a Skoda.
Yeah.
Okay, electric Skoda.
Yeah, great car.
Great car, yeah, solid. Yeah. Okay, right. So you're letting possibly me or Paul seemingly in the final.
Well,
who are you betting? Who are you betting on?
I think Kevin will be the new king.
Great answer, that's fantastic answer, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's the youngest as well, so.
I have the youth on my side.
He's a better chance. I don't know what his sports is. Like, he mightn't be interested in gambling, but I don't mind.
would you like me to be?
It doesn't matter to me, like, you know.
Would you like that your sons followed the gambling tradition?
Oh, that's a look, I can follow. I don't mind what he follows, you know. But I think I've done a good job anyway. And,
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, you can live beside the house anyway in that pod.
Yeah. For 20 years I was running the country.
And you did, you
know what I mean? Yeah. You know.
Completely bankrupted several times.
But we were in the black too lots of times.
For a couple of days.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know.
And the IMF were coming now and I have no money in the country. You were fucking gold pod beside me and I don't understand where the money came from.
It's not my problem now.
It isn't, no. I'm screwed now in 2 days.
But like, if you can do as good a job as I've done, then...
Do I get the helicopter? You can't fly around now anymore.
Oh, look, I'm trading in that, so you can have that one. I'll get a new one.
He's not.
You're going to have to get a pilot, didn't you? Because my pilot will be still out.
Well, there'll be more than one
and
pilot.
By the way, look, my money, those people that I'll have will be coming out of your purse too.
Oh, for fuck. So what are you doing? Okay, right. Okay, fine.
Even
we won't get into something my...
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to last a couple of days with... Sure, people are coming to kill me then, because I don't have nothing, and fucking the whole thing is a
problem.
Is a house of cards about to collapse.
That's where you've got to have to be
tough,
you know,
from the wrestling.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This is an extra episode that I've thrown on thanks to my dad. Is there anything you want to plug? Do you have social media? Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Facebook.
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Do you want to plug this podcast?
What do you mean plugging? Because
tell the people to listen to it, and where they can listen to it, and what's the name of it.
I'll have to listen to it myself.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them what the name of the podcast is?
See, the name of it is I don't know, you should put the name on it, you know?
Right, okay. It's Tyrants in Training.
What?
Tyrants in Training.
Right.
There you go. Okay. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Dad, for being a guest, being a ruler.
Yeah, I hope I was helpful.
Yeah, helpful to nobody in that country. They're all dirt poor. Okay, goodbye, everyone.